And then in college, I took very good classes in sociology and also in psychology. And I used to hang around both faculties. I'd go and I would visit them and talk with them. And then when I got ready to go to graduate school, I couldn't decide which one I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. And sociologist or psychologist?
Or psychologist, yeah. Uh-huh. And the psychologist said, well, psychology PhDs are a dime a dozen. It's hard to get a job. This was 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any vision of what would happen after the war. And the sociologist said, well, if you're going to be a sociologist, you should go to my old university. But he said, I have to warn you, there aren't any Jews in sociology.
There are no Jews.
Jews. Mm-hmm. And what he didn't foresee, nobody foresaw, was that after the war, the GI Bill would bring back a lot of people.
From Germany, from other countries, back to the United States.
And many of these kids were very searching about the nature of the world.
Mm.
I know, because I taught them. But then...
The nature of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And society. Going through the war, but then a lot of Jewish kids came into sociology, mostly from New York, I would imagine, places like that, so that by 1950 you had people like Lipset and Guldner. I don't know if you know these names, but these are all people who came into prominence in the late 50s and early 60s, and they're all New York Jews, but from completely different backgrounds than mine.
Yeah. And the influence of Jewish people in sociology, has it to do with German immigrants, sociologists like Adorno, who was Jewish during the war too?
I think Adorno and Horkheimer didn't have that kind of influence. Lazarsfeld went to Columbia and had an enormous influence.
Lazarsfeld,
he had the center. And he did a lot of work with Merton. So there was kind of a joining of functionalism of the Parsonian Merton variety. And then the Lazarsfeld survey.
Yeah, his famous study on the unemployed of Marienthal.
But Lazarsfeld left that behind him. And he became a quantitative sociologist. Even though late in life, he did write a book of articles where he did things and talked about qualitative research, and it was interesting, but he never really did much with that after he left Germany. Partly, I think, because he started life as a mathematician anyhow, and partly I think that's where the opportunities lay in America, both. But anyhow, to get back to me, the other influence on me was that I read John Dewey, and I became a pragmatist without quite knowing it. So that when I went to Chicago, I read Mead, and Mead fit with Dewey. I mean, I was already that kind of a pragmatist. And my major teacher at Chicago was Herbert Blumer. Who was an interactionist.
Yeah.
And though I took classes from a lot of people, and I took classes in history and things like that, and I minored. In American universities, you have majors and minors, and I actually minored in anthropology.
Anthropology, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the background.
And Blumer had a big influence on your thinking?
Blumer had a big influence, yes. He's a very charismatic guy, a big man. Played football when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Big man, and big voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him from almost the moment I got there. I became kind of an assistant, I guess. And so, I fell under his influence. And it took me a while to think through what was wrong with it and where it had to be supplemented and all the rest. And
that was in the beginnings of the 50s.
No, this was early. This was
no, it was in the 40s. 39,
40, 41, 42.
41, yeah.
And through there. And I did a thesis under him,
mm-hmm.
which took forever to finish. And meanwhile, everybody went off to war, or to Washington if they were doing quantitative work. And I never got drafted because of my disabilities. They kept calling me up, and then they would say no and send me home, and then they'd call me up again. So I never got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
So I just continued at school. And so anyhow, I did a thesis under Bloomer, and then I did another one under a guy by the name of Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S.
Mm-hmm.
Just Burgess, so I could finish.
Field research, yeah?
No. How do I explain this? The thesis that I did was conceptual. I looked at a lot of things. There was a very popular concept at the time called attitude. Mm.
Attitudes.
Mm-hmm. All the psychologists were writing about this. Attitude. All the social psychologists, a lot of the sociologists.
Mm.
And Bloomer was very skeptical about this, so he said, why don't you go study it? So I looked at all this literature,
mm-hmm.
and then I wrote about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the attitude tests, mm-hmm. and I criticized that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I did my doctoral thesis, I did it to get out. I was quite opportunistic. Because the other thesis had taken so long, I had to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a thesis on mate selection, how people chose their spouses. And this was part depth interview and part questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some quantitative work. I had some chance to see if I was good at it or not. But, that had no influence on my life. Particularly, I just did it and I was finished.
Mm-hmm.